Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Chumasav Chav Tess, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud and Vilna Sura Sadaf. It's on Tess Zayin Amud Aleph, about halfway through the Amud, with a quote from the Mishnah, Hapoilim Elohim Rishos Lisrei Mechulu. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Mars Mirim Sarabas, Rabbi Yaakov Maisha, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah told us that Poilim, workers, are not allowed to take off Truma without explicit Rishos from the Baal Bayis, except if they're the Doreichais, the ones who are pressing the grapes into wine. And the reason why they're allowed to do so without Rishos from the Baal Bayis is because, since after they press it, everything could become Tameh here. And the Baal Bayis obviously doesn't want to have to separate Truma Betuma, so he wants him to take off Truma beforehand, even though he didn't explicitly tell them to. So Rabbi Yechon clarifies, Hadaroichos, these fellows who are crushing the grapes, Mikimin Shehilchol Bahen Shasiva Erev, once they walked on the grapes, Shasi and Erev, which means lengthwise and widthwise, Metamin Sabar Miyad, automatically we say the bar, meaning everything in here is Tame, because we assume there's Tum over here, and now everything's Mukshel Kabal Tuma, so everything's Tame. Ask the Gemara about Tani, we have a brass that says, Hapailim Shetamu Sabar, if Pailim took Truma off of the bar, ain't Truma's on Truma, it's not valid truma. Vim haya bar katan. However, if the bar was small and could be there's something tame there, aisha hayu, take out the word habaylim, acher mishachshechem bahen, or if there's other people that are mishachshech in the bar, meaning they put their hands inside and they fiddle around with the wine or whatever it is, so then trumas and truma, these workers' truma is valid, v'bnei shacher mishachshechem bahen. That's because people are fiddling around with the wine and they're going to end up being metame it, so the Baal Bayis is happy that they took off truma before it becomes tame. Now, what do we see from here? Ha, im ein acher mishachshechem bahen, if it's not a situation where other people are putting their hands into the bar and filling around with the wine, so ain't trumas and truma. The truma is not valid. Or it seems to be from our Mishnah and Rabbi Yechon's explanation that in all situations, the poilim are allowed to take off truma before the grapes are pressed. And it's not only if people are going to be sticking their hands into the wine and playing around with it. So ma'akudain, what is over here? Meaning, how do we understand the seeming stira? And the answer is kan b'yayin, kan b'shemen. One's talking about wine, one's talking about oil. Ask more of loy hu yayin hu shemen. Isn't wine and oil the same exact thing? Don't we have the same chashash? So the answer is no. Yayin tumasim mitzuya. Shemen ain't tumasim mitzuya. Wine is very common to have tuma there. Whereas shemen, it's not common to have toma there. What's the difference? Well, it's because wine, everyone wants to taste it. So the moment the grapes are squeezed and there's a little bit of wine flowing, so different people are going to come and dip their cups inside or their hands inside the bar, and they're going to want to taste the wine and see how it is. So therefore, toma is matsuya. And that's why in all situations, when we're dealing with wine, the Baal Bayis is happy if the pilum take off truma beforehand. But when we're dealing with shemen, people aren't going to be sticking their hands in to taste the oil. You can't eat oil plain, and the toma is not matsuya. And therefore, in a standard situation where we're not afraid that people are going to be sticking their hands in and playing around with the oil, the poilim are not allowed to take off truma beforehand. And their truma is only valid if it's going to be a situation where there's going to be people that are going to be mashachshech with it. And the Gemara continues, Tanu Yevah Braisa, Me'imasai Tarmanis Anavim, from when is one allowed to start taking truma off of grapes during the process of squeezing them into wine? And over here we're trying to get at, when is it considered at least a basic Gemar Malacha that they could take truma off? Tanu's Mishahilcho Bahen Shesiva Erev, from when they do the Shesiva Erev, they walk lengthwise and widthwise across it, that's already considered enough of a Gemar Malacha that truma can be separated. Now Me'imasai Metamanai Son, from when do we say that everything here is Tameh, because we assume that they're not paying attention to it and there's going to be some sort of Tumah here. So Beishameh says, Mashiyotzias Hasheni, from when he separated Meiser Sheni from it, already then he's not careful with Tumah and Tara, and we assume that everything here is Tameh. Ubeisela and Beisela says, Mashiyotzias Harishain, it's already from when a person separated Meiser Rishain. And now Rabbi Yossi says, Halachak Beishameh, the Halachas like Beishameh. However, Varav Nogu Kabeisil, the majority of people in practice, they act according to Beisil. Now Rabbi Shimon clarifies, Nirin Devi Beishameh Beishas Mikdash. Beishameh makes sense when we're dealing in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, and that's because people would take their Meiser Sheni and bring it up to Yerushalayim to eat it B'Tahara, so people were very careful that everything was Tahar, up until and including when Meiser Sheni was taken off, and it's only after Meiser Sheni separated they're not careful anymore. And Beis Hill makes sense nowadays, since people aren't bringing their Meiser Sheni up to Yerushalayim, even before Meiser Sheni separated, they're not careful with Tum and Tahara. Now Macham, Mar Macham say, like it the Rezeh, like it the Rezeh. It's not like Beis Shammai or like Beis Hillel. Elo, Moitzi Truma, Trumas Meiser, fellow takes off Truma and Trumas Meiser, Umetamana Sabar Miyad, and automatically we say that everything here is considered Tameh, and this is even before Meiser Rishon separated. That's because Meiser Rishon could be eaten in a state of Tumah, and therefore, even before Meiser Rishon separated, they're already not careful. Continue on now to talk about olives. Me'imasai Tarmanis HaZesim, from when is a person allowed to start taking Truma off of olives when they're being pressed into oil? So is Tanai Tanei Mishiat Chenu. There are those that teach in Brassa from when they're ground. After they were pressed lightly, they were put in a millstone, and they were ground a little bit to make it easier to squeeze the oil out of them. Is Tanai Tanei, those that teach in Brassa, Mishiat Enu, from when he loads the press up on top of them, which is the stage before crushing them. So Gemara analyzes, Nichal Manda Amar Mishiat Enu. This is good according to Manda Amar, that a person is allowed to start taking Truma off in this stage of Mishiat Enu from when he's tying the beam onto the olives. That's because this is the same stage as the Shasiva Erev by grapes. But Manda Amar Mishiat Chenu, according to Manda Amar, he's only allowed to start taking Truma off these olives from when they start getting ground, which is a little bit later on in the processing. We have a problem. Like in Amar Rabbi Yochanan, didn't Rabbi Yochanan say before at the top of the Amud, Hadurechas, those that are crushing crushing the grapes, then already when they go Shasiva Erev, everything is already automatically considered Tameh. And so it turns out that the reason why the workers are allowed to be Tirem at this stage without the explicit Rishos of the Baal Bayis is because right afterwards, everything's going to become Tameh. But according to this Ma'adam Mishayat Chenu, which is a later stage, there's a problem because the produce is already Tameh. So why is he saying that you could only separate Truma at this later stage? By the time we hit that later stage, it's going to be Tameh. So our answer is no problem. El Kan B'Yayin, Kan B'Shemen. Over here we're talking about wine, whereas over there we're talking about oil. Ask Mar Avaloi, who Yayin, who Shemen? Isn't Yayin and Shemen the same thing? Ma ben Yayin, ma ben Shemen. What's the difference between wine and oil? And the answer is, like we said before, Yayin Tumasa Mitsuya. It's very common to find Tuma by wine, and that's why one would have to separate Truma earlier on because it's going to become Tameh earlier on, whereas Shemen ain't Tumasa Mitsuya. We're not going to have Tuma by Shemen, and therefore it's not going to become Tameh until later on, and that's why he's not allowed to separate Truma until later on, because too earlier on in the processing is not considered Gemar Malacha yet. He says, really, we do find Tuma both by wine and oil. So what's the difference between wine and oil? Tuma is found more commonly or more easily by wine than by oil. And the reason why he's driven to say that is because if Tuma wasn't matzu by olives, then there shouldn't be a heter to be tiring them so early in the processing, even by the grinding stage, and he should have to wait until real Gemar Malacha. And by the fact that this other Manda Amar holds that we could be tiring them by the grinding stage, it must be that there is Tuma by olive oil. It's just that it's not as common as by wine. And Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says, Imrats, if a person wants, maybe Zesim, he can bring his olives, benayis on tachas ha-memel, and he could put them underneath the memel, which is under the beam that's going to press them for the first time, and then he could walk back and forth across them and take truma off for them right away, and this is just like by grapes. However, Amrulai, they told him, anavim, dias v'naiskes zayayin. Grapes are soft and they easily release their wine. And that's why already at this stage of ha-hailich hu-ba-alayim, walking back and forth across the grapes, that releases a lot of wine, and that's why he could already be tarim them in this stage. However, zaysin, kushin, olives are very hard, v'ainanaiskenes ha-shemen, and they don't release their oil so easily, and just walking back and forth across them is not sufficient to release enough oil to consider it gemar malacha, and therefore he's only allowed to separate truma from oil at a slightly later stage than by wine. Move on to brand new halacha, halacha gimel. The Mishnah says, ha'aymer, if a person says, trumas ha-kriya ha-zeh b'saychay, the truma of this pile is inside it, u'masroes b'saychay, and its maestros are inside it, u'trumas maestros b'saychay, and the trumas maestro of this maestro is inside the pile, and he didn't designate a particular place in the pile where he's going to be physically separating everything from, Reb Shimon says, no problem, kara shem. He successfully called the name, which means he successfully designated truma, and all he has to do is physically separate it at a later date. But Chachamim say that no, Achi Yoimar, he has to clearly express b'tzvaynoi abidraymai, that the truma and the meiser and the trumas meiser is in the northern part of the pile or the southern part of the pile, meaning he has to clearly designate where he's going to be taking the truma and meiser from. Now, what's the machlekes over here? So there's a din that one's not allowed to designate an entire crop or pile of produce to be truma because we require shiureha nikarin. There has to be a recognizable remainder after truma is taken. So Shimon holds that when a person makes his declaration, we view the truma as if it's in the middle of the pile, making the rest of the pile the shirayim. Whereas a chum hold that this isn't sufficient and he needs to clearly state where the truma is going to be located, the tzafin or the darim and the like, and then we'll understand what the shirayim are. Rabbi Lazar Chisma says, ha'aymer trumas ha'krimi menu alav. If a person makes a somewhat ambiguous statement, the truma of this pile is from it, for it, Kara Shem, he's officially been Kara Shem. Now Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Emer, he tells us, Ha'emer, if a person says, Yisr Meiser Zeh Asur Trumas Meiser Olav, that a tenth of this Meiser is Trumas Meiser for it, so then, Kara Shem, he's successfully been Kara Shem. And this is very similar to Rabbi Shimon in the Reish of the Mishnah. And what Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov differs is that he can't do this for Truma. He could only do this for Meiser, meaning even though he didn't designate a particular place in this pile of Meiser Rishon where the Trumas Meiser is going to be, it's still valid. But he can't do this for Truma. And the Mishnah continues, now talking about the proper order of things that have to be separated from a pile. Hamakdim truma lebikurim. If someone separates truma before bikurim, or ma'aser rishon letruma, he took ma'aser rishon off before truma, or u'ma'aser sheni lerishon, he took ma'aser sheni before ma'aser rishon. Afal bishu over b'leis asay. Even though he's over in a leis asay, mash asa asoi. What he did is valid. Now, how do we know he's over a leis asay? That's because shenemar the pasuk says maleascha v'dimacha leis acher. Don't delay your maleya and your dima. What's this referring to? So maleascha is referring to bikurim, v'dimacha is referring to truma, and the pasuk's telling us don't delay. Take them off exactly when you're supposed to. And if you take them off out of order, that means you delayed one of them and you're ivor alav. Now the Mishnah just addresses, and we not shekidim bikurim latruma. How do we know that bikurim is supposed to be taken off before truma? Zekari truma v'reishes, v'zekari truma v'reishes. Both bikurim and truma are called truma and reishes in the pasuk. So maybe truma should be taken off before bikurim. Eli, kanama bikurim. Rather, he should proceed by taking off bikurim first, shem bikurim lakol, because they're first to everything. The word bikurim itself is mashma, first to everything. And by that same token, utruma Truma L'Rishayin. The reason why Truma is taken off before Ma'aser Rishayin is because Shehi Reishis. It's called Reishis in the Pasuk, whereas Ma'aser Rishayin is not. And in Ma'aser Rishayin L'Sheni, the reason why Ma'aser Rishayin is separated from Ma'aser Sheni is Sheish by Reishis, because there is Reishis inside the Ma'aser Rishayin. Namely, there's Trumas Ma'aser in the Ma'aser Rishayin, and Trumas Ma'aser is a form of Truma, which is called Reishis. So that's why Ma'aser Rishayin comes before Ma'aser Sheni. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with the Gemara explaining the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.